When Pentagon nominees come before the Senate Armed Services Committee for a confirmation hearing, it's a sure bet that Senator Dan Sullivan will press them on the 425. That's the brigade combat team at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson that's slated for reduction. This morning was another case in point. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Eric Fanning is nominated to be the next Secretary of the Army. So he's a prime target of Sullivan's campaign to draw attention to the role the 425 plays.
Does the U.S. Army have any other airborne brigade that is trained, equipped, and ready to fight and win in sub-zero mountain climates like those in the Arctic or those in North Korea?
No, not like those. Not like those we have in Alaska.
For Sullivan, these confirmation hearings are a chance to squeeze a nominee for a public commitment to reconsider the J-Bear reduction. Fanning offered little resistance.
If confirmed, Senator, I would look for ways to reverse as many of the combat cuts that the Army made last year as possible, to include Alaska.
Other Republican senators and independent Senator Angus King of Maine chimed in to support more military focus on the Arctic in light of Russia's military buildup in its far north. Fanning has worked in the civilian leadership of all three military branches. He seems well-versed in the case for a strong military presence in Alaska. In fact, when answering questions from Senator King, Fanning showed that Alaska's selling points have persuaded him in the past.
As regards the Arctic, and Alaska in particular, when I became acting Secretary of the Air Force about 2 years ago, one of the first things I did was reverse an Air Force decision to move a squadron of aggressors of fighter jets out of Alaska because of the strategic importance there, because of the range space we had there, because of the proximity, not just to adversaries or potential adversaries in the Pacific, but proximity to our partners.
The Army last summer announced it would cut 2,600 soldiers from the Anchorage base and 75 from Fort Wainwright due to budget pressure. Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley later said the decision was still under review. If confirmed, Fanning would be the first openly gay Army secretary, a point that did not come up at the hearing. Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas has pledged to block his confirmation unless the White House promises none of the Guantanamo prisoners will be transferred to Fort Leavenworth. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.